Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race, the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, to those who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but by God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him, crying out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Children, it is the last hour. Those words frame not only December 31st in our civil calendar, but frame every day of our life. It's the last phase of existence. Because as we prayed in the beginning of this Mass in that collect, Jesus Christ's nativity is the beginning and the fulfillment of all religion. It's the beginning. Because God shows us how to worship him. But it's the end, insofar as it brings about that communion with God, which is the point of all religion. Little did the Jews expect that that would be a communion in the flesh. That's precisely what Jesus has accomplished. It is the last hour, this last phase of existence. If we'll live 2014 well, and if we'll live 2015 well, it'll be a year lived with the Lord. St. John says in his first letter that there are many antichrists who have appeared. The antichrist is not the devil. The antichrist, St. John will tell us later in this letter, is someone who denies Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And while there are very few Christian antichrists who deny the third joyful mystery, there are many Christians who, at a practical level, live like antichrists. They don't live united with the Lord. They're not evil. But they just go about their business as if God doesn't exist. As if God didn't come into our world to be our full-time God, 24/7. But only somebody like benevolent grandparents that we visit every once in a while. That we turn to and maybe make a small little phone call at the end of the night. To live as a Christian is to live with Christ. And that's what these readings help us to do. On a last day of a civil year, it's a good tradition to make a bigger examination of conscience. And the examination of conscience that we do at night is fundamentally different than the examination of conscience we should do before we go to confession. Throughout this 2014, one of the great blessings we have is the beatification of Alvaro del Portillo. And when Pope Francis wrote a letter on the occasion of his beatification at the end of September, he focused on one aspect that the whole Church has learned from Blessed Alvaro: how to make that general examination of conscience at night so much better. He says it's always supposed to finish with three words: gracias, perdón, y ayúdame más. Gracias, thank you, Lord. Perdón, forgive me. Ayúdame más, help me more. As we come to this last year, we're called to focus on what we heard at the very end of the prologue of today's gospel, that God wants to have grace build upon grace, that He's given us so many graces in 2014. He wants them to grow in 2015. He still wants the graces He's given us in 2013. He still wants to give us the graces He's given us in 1975. He still wants the graces He gave us way back in 1700 and something. He wants all of those graces to be built upon, to bear fruit. And it starts with those three verbs. Thank you, Lord, for all these graces. You know, I was reflecting last night as I started to get sick. I don't think I've been sick this entire calendar year. But I didn't notice that until, of course, I got sick. So it's thank you, Lord, for the health that you've given me over the course of this last year so that I could work, hopefully, for your glory. We can thank the Lord for all those things that still work physically. We can thank the Lord for all the graces. I've received Jesus in Holy Communion 571 times in this last calendar year. What an incredible grace that is. At every Mass, I've had a chance to receive God with Him. I've received His forgiveness in the Sacrament of Confession at least 45 times, basically once a week. What an incredible blessing that is. So many occasions with my family, so many occasions with friends, so many great experiences throughout the year. I thank them that I didn't die on August 23rd when I was in a serious car accident in Rome. But thank you, Lord, is our first response, and we've got to take the time today to go back, knowing what we learned on Thanksgiving Day from the grateful leper, that it's when we come back to say thanks to the Lord that He's able to give us even greater gifts than the healing of leprosy. That's the first thing we should be doing on this last hour. Second is perdón, forgive me, Lord. Even though the Lord has been with us this entire last year, parts of us, or maybe all of us, were not with Him. And that's why we say sorry. The great Latin poet Seneca once said, with his sort of stoical mentality, not so much that we have so little time on earth, it's that we waste so much of our time. I mean, my guess would be that the average American has spent cumulatively a third of the year before the boob tube. A third of the year. All of that time wasted. Moping around. We could have become far greater saints by now if we had invested at least a portion of the time we wasted to Bible study, to adoration, to visiting the sick, etc. We don't use our time as well as we might. God wants to forgive us for those omissions, the way that we haven't received every day as a gift, every hour as a gift, every opportunity as a gift. It's the second phase. And then the third, ayúdame más, help me more. As we learn from those experiences in 2014, moving on to 2015, how to invest that time actively. St. Paul wrote in his fifth chapter of the letter to the Corinthians that we need to learn to use time well and to use it precisely to walk in Jesus' footsteps. None of us know whether 2015 is going to be a last year. There are certainly going to be surprises in 2015. This may be our last lap around the track on earth. But if it's going to be a real year of the Lord, we need to recognize that Jesus is going to be with us January 1st and January 2nd and January 3rd and beyond. But are we going to be fully present with Him? The beginning and the fulfillment of all religion starts here. Jesus has come into our world to get us off to a good start. But He's given us all the help He knows that we need to get to the fulfillment. He is the Alpha and the Omega. As we bring 2014 to a close, let's turn to the Lord and thank Him for all the graces He's given us, because as we're going to pray in a second, it is right, always and everywhere, to give Him thanks and praise. Let us renew our sorrow for the times that we've lived basically as antichrists. opposing Christ's presence because we just haven't been aware. Let us open ourselves to the help that He wants to give us, so that the 2015 that comes will be the best year of our spiritual life, a year in which He will be glorified. For He wants to build grace upon grace. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.